Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we're going to be looking at a TOEIC article. And TOEIC discusses things to do with jobs, with work, with that kind of thing. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to talk about work hours, different kinds of work hours, and your daily routines at work.
Okay.
So let me ask you, do you have a regular work hour?
Here I mostly do. I start usually around 8:30 and leave work at 5:30. How about you?
Same here, but I'm actually a bit more part-time here.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of outside stuff too.
Mm.
So I have a little bit more like flexibility with my hours.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at some different types of routines today. And it reminds me of one job I had where I started work at 3 a.m., and finished at just before lunch.
I wonder what you did then.
Well, we'll talk about that a bit later. Let's start the article and discuss some of the English in it, and we'll come back to look at that in a bit.
The work life.
How is work going these days at the supermarket?
Not bad, but my boss put me on the late shift.
How late do you have to work now?
Until midnight. And I don't get home until almost 1 a.m.
Wow, you must be tired when you finally get back home.
I am, but at least I have a job. How's your job going?
I'm still working from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at my office, but I'm working more overtime now.
I really wish I could work those kinds of hours. How many overtime hours are you doing now?
Last week, I did 4 hours of overtime.
But you don't have to stay too late, right?
Well, I usually work all those hours on one night. Last Thursday, I got off at 9 p.m., for example.
Hopefully, that didn't get in the way of any plans.
Actually, I found out about doing overtime at the last minute and had to cancel the appointments I made before. That was really annoying.
Your boss should have told you earlier that you would have to work overtime.
Yeah, at least that way I could change my plans sooner.
Maybe one day you won't have to work so many overtime hours.
I hope so, but it still feels like it's a long way from happening.
Word power!
Almost, almost. Evelyn almost missed the bus, but luckily she made it on time. Evelyn almost missed the bus, but luckily she made it on time. Tired, tired. The boys swam all day, so they felt very tired. The boys swam all day, so they felt very tired. Office, office. My boss buys snacks for everyone in the office every Friday. My boss buys snacks for everyone in the office every Friday. Get off, get off. Dad gets off work at 6 p.m. and comes home for dinner. Dad gets off work at 6 p.m. and comes home for dinner. Appointment. Appointment. I took my grandfather to his doctor's appointment yesterday. I took my grandfather to his doctor's appointment yesterday. Happen, happen. There was a big storm last night, but nothing terrible happened. There was a big storm last night, but nothing terrible happened.
So let's take a look at the article. So in the article, Tiffany, or I say, and I ask Melissa, how is work going these days at the supermarket? So I'm basically just asking her, how are you doing? How is work?
And Melissa, her friend, she replies, not bad, but my boss put me on the late shift. Okay, so late shift, L-A-T-E, late, and then shift is S-H-I-F-T, shift. And a late shift is when you work late hours. So maybe starting at 5 p.m. to 12 a.m., so midnight. You often see this kind of thing in factories, okay, or maybe in a supermarket that's open late. And people work late, so they work the late shift. And a shift is, it's kind of like a person's time at work. So here, my shift would be 8:30 to 5:30.
Right, and I think we also can see this at, like, the convenience stores. Sometimes people work the late shift. People work really late at night. And then there's also, like we say, the morning shift, where you go a little bit earlier.
That's right.
All right, so next in the article, Tiffany asks, how late do you have to work now? So she's basically asking her, what are your work hours?
And Melissa replies, until midnight. And I don't get home until almost 1 a.m.
Wow, that's really late.
Okay, so the word midnight, M-I-D-N-I-G-H-T, midnight, is 12 a.m. So be careful you don't say 12 p.m. because 12 p.m. is actually noon, N-O-O-N, which is the middle of the day rather than the middle of the night.
Right. All right, so here we have our word power word, almost, which means nearly, not completely.
Yep, almost, spelled A-L-M-O-S-T, almost. So we could say, Evelyn almost missed the bus, but luckily she made it on time. Evelyn almost missed the bus, but luckily she made it on time.
Right, she nearly missed the bus, but then she luckily made it on time. Alright, so next in the article, I then say, wow, you must be tired when you finally get back home. Yeah, and I could definitely think that too, because late shifts, again, they usually end at 12 a.m., so you definitely will feel really, really, really tired. Now, what does tired mean?
Okay, tired, T-I-R-E-D, tired, is the feeling that you would like to sleep or rest, that you need rest, okay? In the morning, you might feel tired. At the end of the day, you might feel tired. Maybe you feel tired after eating a big, heavy lunch. Here's a sentence. The boys swam all day, so they felt very tired. The boys swam all day, so they felt very tired.
And I can imagine so. You burn a lot of calories and you use a lot of energy when that happens.
So Melissa goes on to say, I am. So she is tired. I am, but at least I have a job. How's your job going?
Okay, so then in the article, Tiffany says, I'm still working from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at my office, but I'm working more overtime now. Yeah, so usually normal office hours are usually from, let's say, 9 to 5 or 8 to 6, but now Tiffany is working overtime. Okay, let's take a look at our word power word first. We first see the word office, O-F-F-I-C-E. It's a noun and it means it's a set of room where people work and they usually sit at desks. Okay, so for example, our sentence is,
My boss buys snacks for everyone in the office every Friday. My boss buys snacks for everyone in the office every Friday.
Oh, that's a really nice boss then.
Yeah, definitely. We also saw, as Tiffany mentioned, overtime, O-V-E-R-T-I-M-E, overtime. And this is extra time spent at work after your usual hours or your shift is over. So if you work overtime, you should get extra pay.
Yeah, so for example, Tiffany worked from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but maybe she could work from 9 a.m. to maybe 7 p.m.
Yeah, or 2 hours overtime.
Yeah.
So Melissa says, I really wish I could work those kinds of hours. How many overtime hours are you doing now?
Okay, then Tiffany says, last week, I did 4 hours of overtime.
Whoa.
Wow, it's really late.
Yeah, but Melissa then says, well, but you don't have to stay too late, right?
Mm-hmm. Then next, Tiffany says, well, I usually work all those hours on one night. So last Thursday, I got off at 9 p.m., for example. And I think you could do that sometimes in some office settings, where if you do have to work overtime, your boss might allow you to do it all in one day, or you can try to separate it into different days if you don't want to get too tired.
Yep. We saw in that sentence the phrase get off, G-E-T, then O-F-F, get off. And this is a phrasal verb, and it means to finish work and leave the place where you work at the end of the day. So you might say, what time do you get off? Let's meet for dinner. Means what time do you finish work? So here's an example sentence. Dad gets off work at 6 p.m. and comes home for dinner. Dad gets off work at 6 p.m. and comes home for dinner.
He's very lucky to be able to get off work on the exact time then.
Yeah, for sure. So Melissa then says, hopefully that didn't get in the way of any plans.
All right, so when something gets in the way, okay, it means to prevent something from happening. So for example, the bad weather got in the way of our plans to go to the beach.
Don't want that.
That means the bad weather didn't let you go to the beach and you couldn't go anymore.
Okay, so then Tiffany carries on and she says...
She says, actually, I found out about doing overtime at the last minute and had to cancel the appointments I made before. That was really annoying. Okay, so sometimes when you work overtime, your boss doesn't tell you, hey, I'm planning to let you work overtime now. Sometimes these things happen at the last minute.
They
happen very suddenly. Okay, but here we have another word power word, appointment. What does appointment mean?
Yep, appointment, A-P-P-O-I-N-T-M-E-N-T. So long word, appointment. And this is an arrangement for a meeting at an agreed time and place, usually for a particular purpose. So you might say, we have a doctor's appointment, maybe, at 5 o'clock on Thursday, or a dentist's appointment at 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. So here's an example sentence. I took my grandfather to his doctor's appointment yesterday. I took my grandfather to his doctor's appointment yesterday.
Right, and even women, like your mom or your grandma, might go get a hair appointment in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, sure.
All right, we see another word here. We see the word annoying. Annoying, what does that mean? Well, it means something that really bothers you or annoys you, and it makes you feel like very angry or frustrated. So it doesn't really hurt you.
No, right? it doesn't cause you, like, it's not going to be really damaging to you. Think of a mosquito. A little buzzing around, bites you.
Very annoying.
Very annoying. Doesn't really hurt you or affect you, but it makes you just a little angry.
Yeah. For example, my little brother can be very annoying sometimes. So if you have younger brothers, I guess like around the age of 8 or 9, when they're at their worst, they can be very annoying, playing with their toys, hitting you.
Disturbing you while you're trying to study.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Very annoying.
Okay, so Melissa then says, your boss should have told you earlier that you would have to work overtime. So she's saying the boss shouldn't just tell you at the last minute.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like a mutual respect kind of thing. If you have to work overtime, I think it's just respectful for maybe the boss to let the people know, or let his workers know, you might have to work a little bit over. You might have to spend a little more time at work. All right, so next in the article, Tiffany then says, at least that way I could change my plans sooner. So yeah, that's also kind of annoying when you have something planned and all of a sudden you have to change it or do you cancel it. It can be really, really a pain in the bum.
So Melissa says, maybe one day you won't have to work so many overtime hours.
Well, I think hopefully that doesn't happen to
a lot of us.
No
one wants to work overtime.
Yeah. And then Tiffany says, I hope so, but it still feels like it's a long way from happening. Yeah, I guess so. In some ways, like at some companies, it's really hard to avoid working overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you, for example, if you're a lawyer, you might have to work really long hours, and that's kind of expected of your job.
Mm. We also saw the word happen in that sentence, H-A-P-P-E-N, happen. And happen means to take place as the result of something, okay? For example, there was a big storm last night, but nothing terrible happened. There was a big storm last night, but nothing terrible happened. Mm-hmm. So that would mean maybe it was loud, it was scary, a lot of rain, but no one was hurt, no buildings were damaged, nothing serious happened.
Yeah, like sometimes in Taiwan when we have typhoons, although the typhoon may seem like it could be heavy rain and everything,
mm-hmm.
but luckily, maybe nothing happened. Everyone's safe, no trees fell down, and I guess everyone's safe by then. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the end of the article. So let's move on to finish the lesson and discuss it. So first of all, we're going to look at some extra useful expressions mm-hmm. we can use to talk about our daily routines.
Right.
So this first one is, I work the night shift or day shift or early shift or late shift.
Right.
And that just explains which shift or which hours of work that you actually work for.
Mm.
So you work at night, you work in the day, you start early or you start very late.
Have you ever worked for an early shift before?
A very early shift, yes. I was working in it was kind of a factory, and sometimes we would try and have double making days, where some of us would work an early shift and start at 3 a.m. and finish at about 11 or 12 in the morning. And sometimes then people would come in at 11 or 12, but they wouldn't finish until maybe 8 or 9 p.m.
Ah.
So they'd work a late shift.
Oh, so this was the job that you were talking about.
Exactly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next we have another useful expression. You can say, I work from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Now, of course, you can always change the numbers here. For example, if you work at 8 a.m., you can always say, I work from 8 to 6 p.m., mm-hmm. Monday to Friday. Just tells people what hours you work and which days of the week you work on.
Yeah, it's pretty useful if you want to tell someone what your schedule is mm-hmm. so that they can make an appointment, the word we looked at earlier.
Right.
So here's the next one. I do about 3 or 4 hours of overtime a week. Okay, that just tells you how much overtime you do. Notice that we use do here as the verb. We don't say I have, we say I do hours of overtime.
Right. All right, so hopefully these phrases are useful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the future when you get a job, you can use these phrases. For example, I work in the late shift, or I work in the day shift.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe when you have an office job, you can also use the I work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. phrase.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, Tiffany, would you prefer an early shift or a late shift?
Honestly, I think it's better to have an early shift because
mm-hmm.
then I could wake up in the morning, work, and then come home and rest at night. I've also done the late shift kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really like that because I would get home really, really late and then my whole schedule would be, you know, upside down, and I didn't really like that.
Yeah, sometimes it can be useful to work a late shift because you can maybe do some things in the morning like go to the bank, the doctors, to those places that are normally only open when you're at work. Because otherwise you have to take time off from your job to go and do all of this kind of business. So there are advantages to each way.
Right.
All right, that's the end of today's lesson. Thanks for watching us, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How could I live without you?
How could I live without you?
How do I live without you? I want to know. How do I breathe without you? If you ever go, how do I ever, ever survive? How do I, oh, how do I, oh, how do I, oh, how do I live? 好久没有唱得那么开心了，感谢 A Plus 小聚会给我这个机会。 How could I live without A Plus 小聚会？没有小聚会我要怎么活啊？小聚会对我来说实在太重要了，也希望小聚会对大家来说也很重要哦。所以大家一定要每天准时加入小聚会时间。 A sentence a day helps you with your English grades， 一天一句帮你英文拿到好成绩。好啦，今天的主题句是什么呢？没错，就是歌词 How do I live without you 的助动词改成 could， 就是 How could I live without you。 How could I live without you 就是没有你我不能活的意思啦。那这句话跟感谢有什么关系呢？你可以在对方帮了你一个大忙之后，用这句话告诉对方他对你真的很重要，没有他你就会活不下去啦。那讲到 How could I， 我就想到有一种说法叫做 How could you do something， 就表示你怎么可以这样做呢？ How could you。 好的，最后我们赶快来复习一下今天的句子吧。 A Plus 小聚会， How do I live without you？ See you soon。
How could I live without you？
How could I live without you？
The work life。
How is work going these days at the supermarket?
Not bad, but my boss put me on the late shift.
How late do you have to work now?
Until midnight, and I don't get home until almost 1 a.m.
Wow, you must be tired when you finally get back home.
I am, but at least I have a job. How's your job going?
I'm still working from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at my office, but I'm working more overtime now.
I really wish I could work those kinds of hours. How many overtime hours are you doing now?
Last week, I did 4 hours of overtime.
But you don't have to stay too late, right?
Well,I usually work all those hours on one night. Last Thursday, I got off at 9 p.m., for example.
Hopefully, that didn't get in the way of any plans.
Actually, I found out about doing overtime at the last minute and had to cancel the appointments I made before. That was really annoying.
Your boss should have told you earlierthat you would have to work overtime.
Yeah, at least that way I could change my plans sooner.
Maybe one day you won't have to work so many overtime hours.
I hope so, but it still feels like it's a long way from happening. Almost. Almost.Evelyn almost missed the bus, but luckily she made it on time. Evelyn almost missed the bus, but luckily she made it on time. Tired, tired. The boys swam all day, so they felt very tired. The boys swam all day.So they felt very tired. Office. Office. My boss buys snacks for everyone in the office every Friday. My boss buys snacks for everyone in the office every Friday. Get off. Get off. Dad gets off work.At 6 p.m. and comes home for dinner. Dad gets off work at 6 p.m. and comes home for dinner. Appointment. Appointment. I took my grandfather to his doctor's appointment yesterday. I took my grandfather to his doctor's appointment yesterday. Happen.Happen. There was a big storm last night, but nothing terrible happened. There was a big storm last night, but nothing terrible happened.